outside markets cast a pall over commodity markets Friday. Two of the nation's largest grocers plan to merge. Coming up on your CalCurrent Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmore with your CalCurrent Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of October. Volatile and bearish outside markets weighed on most commodities Friday as shorter supplies battle with demand concerns stemming from steaming inflation, higher interest rates, and slowing economic growth. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 79 cents lower, from 25 cents lower at the back to $1.32 lower toward the front. Live cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents lower, except for 50 cents higher in spot October. Corn futures closed mostly 5 to 8 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 8 to 12 cents lower. Negotiated cash pig cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Friday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live prices were a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $145 a hundredweight, steady to $2 higher in Nebraska at $148, and unevenly steady in the Western Corn Belt at $148. Dress prices were $2 higher at $232. Choice box beef cutout value was 45 cents higher Friday afternoon at $246.98 a hundredweight. Select was $1.08 higher at $216.94. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week of 660,000 head was 4,000 head fewer than the previous week, but 21,000 head more than the same week last year. Total estimated year-to-date cattle slaughter of 26.7 million head was 417,000 head more, or 1.6% more than the same time last year. Total estimated year-to-date beef production of 22.0 billion pounds was 306.9 million pounds more, or 1.4% more.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Except for lighter weights, calves and feeder cattle sold mainly weaker at the weekly Friday and Saturday auctions monitored by CalCurrent. Steers weighing 400 to 599 pounds sold $48 lower at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 659 pounds sold $10 to $12 lower. Heifers weighing 400 to 449 pounds sold $8 to $10 lower, but $3 to $5 higher at 500 to 549 pounds. There are 7,811 head on offer. Also in South Dakota, at St. Ong's Livestock Auction, steers weighing 400 to 450 sold $3 higher, but $5 lower at 450 to 500 pounds, steady to $3 lower at 550 to 650 pounds, and steady at weights heavier than 650 pounds. Feeder heifers sold mostly steady to $3 lower, except for steady at 550 to 600 pounds. There are 4,410 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Erickson Livestock Market in Nebraska on Saturday. Heifer calves weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold $5 higher and then $4 to $6 lower at 500 to 600 pounds. Yearling heifers sold $4 higher. There are 3,550 head on offer. At public auction yards in Billings, Montana, where there are 2,733 head, steer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold $5 to $10 higher and then mostly $5 to $9 lower at heavier weights. Heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, but $7 to $12 lower at heavier weights. Finally, steer calves weighing more than 400 pounds sold steady to $4 lower at Lexington Livestock Market in Nebraska. heifer calves sold $3 to $6 lower. There are 1,950 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices on Friday gave back much of what was gained in the previous session as the focus returned to current and expected inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 403 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 86 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 327 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.68 to $3.50 lower through the front six contracts. Kroger and Albertsons companies, two of the nation's top 10 grocery retailers, announced a definitive merger agreement last week. Depending on which list of top grocers in the U.S. by sales you look at, the merger would place the new entity ahead of Costco and in a head-to-head battle with Amazon while still trailing Walmart by a long way. Together, Albertsons companies and Kroger currently employ more than 710,000 associates and operate a total of 4,996 stores, 66 distribution centers, 52 manufacturing plants, 3,972 pharmacies, and 2,015 fuel centers. All of that according to a joint news release. According to Rodney McMullen, Kroger Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, "We are bringing together two purpose-driven organizations to deliver superior value to customers, associates, communities, and shareholders. Albertsons Companies brings a complementary footprint and operates in several parts of the country with very few or no Kroger stores. This merger advances our commitment to build a more equitable and sustainable food system by expanding our footprint into new geographies to serve more of America with fresh and affordable food, and accelerates our position as a more compelling alternative to larger and non-union competitors." McMullen will continue serving as chairman and CEO of the combined company. On the other side of the merger, Vivek Sankaran, CEO of Albertsons Companies, explains, "We have been on a transformational journey to evolve Albertsons Companies into a modern and efficient omnichannel food and drug retailer focused on building deep and lasting relationships with our customers and communities. I am proud of what our 290,000 associates have accomplished, delivering top-tier performance while furthering our purpose to bring people together around the joys of food and to inspire well-being. Today's announcement is a testament to their success." In connection with obtaining the requisite regulatory clearance necessary to consummate the transaction, Kroger and Albertsons companies expect to make store divestitures. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 17th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.